Goodbye, Captain, said the officer. May the mighty Amun-Ra go with you and protect you. The captain waited for him to step onto dry land, then nodded at his sailors who heaved a stone anchor out of the water. He offered a short prayer to Amun-Ra, asking for a safe journey. The sun was just coming up as the rowers maneuvered the Bastet out of the port to the open sea. A fairly strong wind was blowing. Gulls wheeled around in the air, their wings spread wide open.
Squawk! Squawk! Squawk!
The captain shuddered. Even after so many years at sea, the sound still filled him with dread. It made him think of lost Kaz calling for help. Pushing that horrible thought out of his mind, the captain ordered the sailors to move the coffin to the middle of the ship, to balance out the weight. They all seemed reluctant to touch it.
Hurry up, barked the captain. We haven't got all day.
He marched across the deck to lend a hand. With the coffin safely under the mast, the captain ordered his men to raise the sail and the Bastet made good progress. The port, with its temples and towers, quickly grew smaller and smaller until it disappeared. There were no other ships out at sea, just empty, wine-dark water.